Good morning, everyone. This is Red X, your host, speaking. It is 10:36 a.m. Central Time here in the beautiful Austin, Texas. Today, I wanted to kind of experiment with this radio station and come up with a topic that we can all discuss, something that we might be interested in. And one of those topics is one of my favorites, actually, is the TCG game or trading card game Pokemon. Now, I know not everyone is a big fan of Pokemon. Psych! In today's age, it is part of pop culture. It is popular. Obviously, everyone is in it. So, scratch the initial comment on that. Anyways, I'm a big collector. And I wanted to kind of share some of the cards that I had. And maybe you listeners out there, if you have your cards that you have on you, you want to kind of share something about them, feel free to do so. So today I pulled a few from a box, and these are actually brand new cards from the Shining Legends edition, which was released in, I believe, late September and early October. And it's really, really amazing. These cards are, if you recall, back in the early 2000s, maybe 2004 or something like that, that there was the Shining Pokemon that came out. And, well, they brought them back, and they look even better than the originals. And they're not duplicates of the old ones, but rather going towards a particular theme under the Sun and Moon branch. So here we have the Shining Legends, and they're low production, just to let you know. So they don't plan on making these, you know, in the future, like as a big set or anything like that. So if you're looking to collect on these, now is the time. Just to let you know, they do come in bundles. So they don't come in small individual packs. From what I've seen, you know, me shopping around and looking online. But if you guys do find like the individual packs that are being sold, let me know. And I'll let everybody know in on that really cool info. So anyways, one of the cards I have here is the Shining Vulcan, forgive me for mispronouncing this, Vulcanion. And if you pronounce that differently, sorry. As you can tell, I've been kind of not really paying attention as far as pronouncing these names correctly, but I'm working on it. They always come up with some goofy names, right? So anyways, this one reminds me, actually, of Blastoise, you know, because of his attack, which he had back then. I think some people still use that card today, but it was the pump, something pump that he had done. Well, this one's called Dual Pump, and it says this attack does 50 damage to two of your opponent's Pokemon. And now, the reason why I say it's similar is because the idea is to have water like replenishing each and every time, right? As like your ammo for recharging your Pokemon. And it would make sense to have a couple of these Vulcanions or whatever on you, in addition to the Blastoise, that would help replenish your water ammo. So anyways, that's something to keep in mind, especially when you're trying to do the next attack, which is the Quad Smash, which requires four cards. The Dual Pump requires three waters. The Quad Smash requires four colorless, so it can be of any kind. And you'd have flip four coins. This attack does 50 damage for each heads, which is really good. So anyways, if you have that card on you, or a few of those shining ones, that's awesome. You definitely will be a force to be. force to be reckoned with. So anyways, so that was the Shining, and I just now understood how to pronounce it is Shining Volcanion, which makes sense, right? It's like a cannon, right? But Volcanion is the way that they want to pronounce it. So all right, Pokemon company, you do your thing, I'll do mine, all right? So next card, next Shining Pokemon that they brought back, I just had right here right now. Oh my goodness, where did it go? I just had it right now. Okay, here it is. Right. So the next Shining card that I wanted to talk about is the Shining Ho-Oh. This one is a promo card from the Shiny Legends pack. Of course, the Ho-Oh Pokemon is something that has been, you know, in play for a while, since the mid-2000s and up until now. So it's not like the Pokemon is some brand new Pokemon. But what's unique about this Shining Ho-Oh is not only its appearance, but the way that it glares, the way that it shines. It's got this really nice texture to it as well. So when you rub your fingers over the Pokemon itself, it's got like these bumps or these ridges, like, as you just go along it, and it's really interesting the way that they re-examined how a Shining Pokemon should be. Everything else in the background is not shining, it's just a beautiful art piece in the back. You can tell, of course, that the below the surface of the or underneath that artwork is some kind of foil, you know, in order for this Pokemon to do its shiny. So it's a number 250 rainbow type Pokemon, it, at a height of 12 feet 6 inches, weight is at around 438.7 pounds. Its HP is 130. It's a fire type Pokemon, it's a basic. So, you know, you can have up to four basics in your deck of this, of each type of Pokemon. And then the ability it has is, it's called Golden Wing, and it says if this Pokemon is your active Pokemon and is knocked out by damage from an opponent's attack, move up to two basic energy cards from this Pokemon to your bench Pokemon in any way you like. So that's a really nifty ability there. So let's kind of play out the scenario. If you're, let's see, just to kind of go over it. If this Pokemon is your active Pokemon is knocked out by damage from an opponent's attack, move up to two basic energy cards from this Pokemon to your bench Pokemon. So you can kind of say like, hey, you may have knocked out my basic shiny, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm giving away all of my energies here. Heck no, right? So let's say you have a double colorless sitting on top of this Shining Ho-Oh. You definitely want to move that card to another Pokemon that may require additional energies. You know, especially if they're colorless, that really helps because it saves you a move or two, depending on the number of cards that you need to activate that attack. Then the next one is the Fire Blast, which is at 110 knockout points. It requires one fire and three colorless energy. And so you would discard an energy from this Pokemon, which makes sense. Again, you know, let's say you're already winding down, you're getting beat up really bad, you know, in the game. And you're down to three energy, and let's say you have of those three energies, one is a colorless, and then the other two are fire. You want to move one colorless, one fire to another Pokemon, to any of your. So, anyways, that's The Shining. Darn it. I guess is the way you would say it. So, next one is the promotional card that came in. The Shining Legends Mewtwo package. It is the basic Mewtwo with a HP of 120. It's a course of psychic Pokemon. Mewtwo is a very popular Pokemon that is part of the original 150 Pokemon. This one, of course, is 150. And then right afterwards, you got your special Mew, which is, I think, the 151. And the ability on this Pokemon is Pressure. It says, as long as this Pokemon is your active Pokemon, your opponent's active Pokemon's attack do 20 less damage before applying weakness and resistance. So just kind of going over that again, the ability again is Pressure. And whenever you have this card in play, you know, the attacks that your opponent unleashes upon your active Pokemon, that is Mewtwo, is 20% less than the damage that they're dishing out. So if they're attacking you with 100 to your Mewtwo, guess what? It goes down to 80, which is a good thing because Mewtwo's HP is only 120 on this card. So you definitely don't want to die so fast. You want to try to use this card when you know, you've got plenty of energies on you to use the next attack, which is the Super Psy Bolt. Requires 3 psychics, and its knockout points is 100. So you definitely want to make sure that you have some cards ready for you to draw out that are hopefully energy, you know. So anyways, this one is not a shining Pokemon. This is just a like one of the old school type of holographic backgrounds that they have going on around the Pokemon, which I really like. I actually prefer this one compared to the other hollow shining glary type of artwork that they've been using lately on some of the cards. I just don't like them really, even with all the foil that's going on. You know, this, the reason why is because, I mean, that's the way it glares, the way it shines, the way it has the little bubbles like popping out around the Pokemon is really captivating compared to the other cards. Of course, the Shining Legends you know, style that they're doing now with the Pokemon look really beautiful. So definitely they're an exception. But other than that, I don't like the other types that I've seen. Now this Pokemon, you know, you really want to collect down the line again for its originality, is best to put it. The way that it looks, it's just, it reminds you of the older types of cards that you've collected back in the day, if you were around like me. And then, you know, having a psychic deck with this Mewtwo, having 4 of them, you know, you do pretty well in battle, but you always want to keep in mind, you know, not to only have psychics in a deck, because it's really hard. I've noticed that with psychic Pokemon, it's just, they're not as quick to attack, have big power hits or anything like that in like, you know, quick instant, like some of the other decks, like a fire water deck, even the leaf plant type deck. So yeah, you definitely want to play the psychic cards really well, especially if you're a fan of them. You would know not to just rely alone on them. You might want to have colorless. But anyways, moving on to the next card.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Red X, coming at you live, episode 3. Let's do it. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your boy Red X coming at you live. I just want to talk real quick about music, specifically some music that I just cannot stand. I'm sure some of y'all already know what it's about, and that's the trap music, the mumble rap, you know, just that whack music and the whack artists who behind that music, you know. Maybe some people disagree with this, but the thing is, they suck. You know, I made a joke with a friend the other day about, you know, some of these artists, also with their names, like Lil Pump, who I thought was, you know, not a real person. I thought people were just joking about it because, you know, somebody named themselves Lil Weezy and some other things. You know, just trying to write off of Lil Wayne and anybody else that's out there with the beginning of Lil. But come to find out, Lil Pump is real. And I don't even care for him. In fact, I don't care, again, for him and the rest of the other whack artists that are trying to come up, too. I know people are going to hate on this. They're like, but Tentacon sucks, too. You know, that 69 guy. Like, what's up with all those tattoos anyways, like on your arms, like 69 all over the place? I like tattoos. I've seen some really good ones, and I've seen some really bad ones, and that's under the bad list, okay? Overall, yeah, no body shaming. I'm not body shaming. I'm talking about the choice of tattoos, and that's fine. You know, all due respect to them, because that's their personal choice and whatnot. They want a tattoo on their body. That's fine. What I'm trying to say is they just suck. Okay? So I'm entitled to that. I can say it. They suck. The tattoos on them don't look good with the 69s all over the place. He's really trying to spread out who he is. He should really work on his music. Yeah. Anyways. The other one. I'm sure a lot of people feel, you know, sad. Yeah. That about his passing. I'm sorry, unfortunately, I forgot his name, but that's my point. Some of these artists, they try to come up and spread their music, and some of them are whack, you know, from the beginning, and then suddenly, you know, they die, and they're famous, they're well-known all over the place, you know, with the exception of some artists from back then who I really like, who I think, you know, understood music better than some of today's artists. Not to say all of them, but some of them. Tupac, Biggie, you know, them two, they're up there in my mind already. I'm thinking about, they're really great. And then of course you got Michael Jackson, who carried the torch all the way through. Yeah, he's the king of pop, but if you really knew him, he was down with it in all kinds of music, you know, even in the rap game too. So that's something for you little boys and girls out there who think they know music. You should look into that a little more deeper and really understand the roots and understand music from there on. Right now, I feel like music is suffering because the people that are producing it don't have the right intention for when they're producing their music. It's all about making that fast money. It's not about actually enjoying the music that you make, you know. And they're just singing about ecstasy and all this stuff. And it's like, well, what about the artists back then? Weren't they singing about that stuff too? And like, to a degree, that is true. But there was a deeper message behind their lyrics. Nowadays, so these lyrics are just like right up in your face. And it's a repetition over and over again, you know, gotta get that high, gotta get that high. And you ask them, what does it mean? And they say to you, oh, I just mean about getting high. That's it. I'm not talking about any important message behind my songs. you know, I'm just going to put it right there in the front. And it's great that they're going to put it on the front, but what's not great is the message that they're putting out on the front. And the scary part is they don't care. They don't care. And guess who it's affecting? It's affecting the younger kids who are listening to this trash. You know, they deserve better music, better artists out there. Some artists who have been around for quite some time and that are just coming up and have done so well for themselves, and I have a lot of respect for one of them I want to mention today. That's Kendrick Lamar. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you're saying that because of Black Panther, you know, Black Panther this, Black Panther that. No, he's got a lot of good albums out there. If you were around a few years before that, you had the album Damn, and that was pretty good too. And now people are just discovering that album, just discovering it. If you go to his YouTube, Kendrick Lamar's YouTube page, and check out the album for the Damn, and see how many people have seen it, you know, from today than back then. Guess what? Suddenly, like, there's a huge number of people. Before that, it was just like underground, and now he's a Pulitzer Prize winner. You know, that's huge. And what does that tell you about that kind of music that really goes in depth with what's happening out there in the world, what's happening in the streets, what's happening in even Kendrick's own life, or what has happened in his own life? You know, some of these artists today don't know how to do it. You know, they don't know how to get back into it, into that feel, like Kendrick Lamar has. And I know a lot of people are like, well, quit writing him. You know, what about some other artists out there? I'm telling you, there's a lot of good artists out there today, but the majority of them have been around already for quite some time and already known out there. I'm talking about people who are just coming up in the sense, like Kendrick Lamar. But the difference is that those are whack artists. Kendrick Lamar is not. And, you know, I have respect for people on a level, overall, you know, on you know, earth down and all that. I'm cool, you know, with them. Personality-wise, it's fine. But I'm talking about when their music, just focusing on their music and their character that they're trying to put out there as an artist. You know, you're trying to portray this very strong message, but in trying to not make yourself an individual, part of the collective. You want to make yourself as an individual when you're an artist so that people can know you. But when you imitate, when you start doing all these things, it's like, no, people are not going to listen to you as much, or at least they shouldn't. And it's like, they're going to see you as this sucky artist who's just trying to ride off of the 15 minutes of fame that is happening right now in the world with this kind of crappy music. Okay? And so, artists again out there like Lil Pump and Tentacon, whatever his name is, 69, that guy, and everybody else who's just coming up, like, I mean, they're terrible, you know? And just what makes them even more terrible, look at their character as an individual, you know? I'm not talking about character on stage, but as individuals. All of them are ending up going to jail for, you know, being sexual predators, you know, having sex with a minor, getting in all sorts of trouble like never before seen. And yeah, other artists in the past have had their history, but not like that. I mean, now it's just like one round after the other, you know, one shot off after the another. I mean, when it happened back then, it was, not to say it was okay, but at least it wasn't like happening right there, minute for minute, hour after hour. It was like, okay, 1 week it happened, next month, 2 months pass. In 3 months, oh, boom, something bad happened. It was crazy, right? I'm not saying let's get back to that trend. What I'm trying to say is, no, violence on that part is, violence is not good, right? But I'm just saying now it's gotten a lot worse. I mean, seriously, really bad. And there's no control. There's like no control whatsoever from these people that are doing it. They have no sense of self-control. They don't care about who they're reaching out and to. And, you know, they're trying to reach everybody and send the wrong kind of message. You know, a true artist inspires, right? But they're not inspiring. They're not working to inspire. They're there again, flashing off their bling, flashing off these whack chains and, you know, all these millions that they've made. But in reality, it's nothing. It really is nothing. They're living in a short, again, 15 minutes of fame period that's gonna suddenly drop off, and you're not gonna hear from them again. Or if you do, you're gonna hear the last time of them, probably ending up in jail, on the down and out in the streets, or in the grave. You know, very few of those artists will evolve into something better. I hope all of them evolve to something better, or just, you know, maybe even move on from music and just work on production. That's all. Work on being a music producer, or, you know, to help other people out, and stay quiet, you know, and not try to ruin them, their reputation even more, because it just doesn't help. It really doesn't. But anyway, that's my little rant about the music that's going on today. It's terrible. It sucks. But then again, when I think about it, I look back to my parents' generation, my grandparents' generation, and they said the same thing about the generation after them, save for a few artists who actually came up and were pretty decent. I think my parents would probably say the same about, like, for instance, Bruno Mars' music, you know, with that nice sense of beat and, you know, hip-hop, nice music to it that they can feel, because he kind of reaches back to the 80s, you know, so they feel like he's reaching a wide range of audience, an international audience, which is a good thing for him, because it's just does so well for his situation. And the same thing would go if I were to say about Michael Jackson, right? Thinking back on during the time that he was a kid, singing, dancing, strutting his stuff, going all out. You know, my parents, they were in love with him, and so were their parents, my grandparents, you know, and they were okay with that. But otherwise, the rest of the music, a lot of the music that they listened to, that the old generation heard of from the newer generation, they didn't like. So I guess that's kind of what's happening right now. Maybe that's what it is. It's that pre-old man rant that you're going to hear in the coming years. I hope that isn't the case, and that I am right about this music. That's just terrible. There's really no true rhythm to it, you know. It's just, and there's no true meaning behind it. It's just terrible music. But anyway, share your thoughts, share your opinions. It's all good. I'm just putting it out there. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.